어법성 판단 전략 적용 기출 1
Monumental is a word that comes very close to expressing the basic characteristic of Egyptian art. Never before and never since has the quality of monumentality been achieved as fully as it was in Egypt. The reason for this is not the external size and massiveness of their works, although the Egyptians admittedly achieved some amazing things in this respect. Many modern structures exceed those of Egypt in terms of purely physical size, but massiveness has nothing to do with monumentality. An Egyptian sculpture no bigger than a person's hand is more monumental than that gigantic pile of stones that constitutes the war memorial in Leipzig, for instance. Monumentality is not a matter of external weight, but of inner weight. This inner weight is the quality which Egyptian art possesses to such a degree that everything in it seems to be made of primeval stone, like a mountain range, even if it is only a few inches across or carved in wood. One of the simplest and most effective ways to build empathy in children is to let them play more on their own. Unsupervised kids are not reluctant to tell one another how they feel. In addition, children at play often take on other roles, pretending to be Principal Walsh or Josh's mom, happily forcing themselves to imagine how someone else thinks and feels. Unfortunately, free play is becoming rare. Boston College research professor Peter Gray has documented a continuous and ultimately dramatic decline in children's opportunities to play and explore in their own chosen ways over the past 50 years in the United States and other developed countries. The effects have been especially damaging, he argues, to empathy. He concludes that a decline of empathy and a rise in narcissism are exactly what we would expect to see in children who have little opportunity to play socially.
전략 적용 독해
1. Confident leaders are not afraid to ask basic questions. The questions to which you may feel embarrassed about not already knowing the answers. When you don't know something, admit it as quickly as possible, and immediately take action. Ask a question. If you have forgotten who the governor is or how many hydrogen atoms are in a molecule of water, quietly ask a friend, but one way or the other, quit hiding and take action. Paradoxically, when you ask basic questions, you will more than likely be perceived by others to be smarter. And more importantly, you'll end up knowing far more over your lifetime. This approach will cause you to be more successful than you would have been had you employed the common practice of pretending to know more than you do. To make good leaders, effective teachers encourage, invite, and even force their students to ask those fundamental questions.
2. In 1944, the German rocket bomb attacks on London suddenly escalated. Over 2,000 V-1 flying bombs fell on the city, killing more than 5,000 people and wounding many more. Somehow, however, the Germans consistently missed their targets. Bombs that were intended for Tower Bridge or Piccadilly would fall well short of the city, landing in the less populated suburbs. This was because, in fixing their targets, the Germans relied on secret agents they had planted in England. They did not know that these agents had been discovered and that in their place, English-controlled agents were giving them subtly deceptive information. The bombs would hit farther and farther from their targets every time they fell. By the end of the attack, they were landing on cows in the country. By feeding the enemy wrong information, the English army gained a strong advantage.
Three. When teachers work in isolation, they tend to see the world through one set of eyes, their own. The fact that there might be someone somewhere in the same building or district who may be more successful at teaching this or that subject or lesson is lost on teachers, who close the door and work their way through the school calendar virtually alone. In the absence of a process that forbids them to benchmark those who do things better, or at least differently, teachers are left with that one perspective, their own. I taught various subjects under the social studies umbrella and had very little idea of how my peers, who taught the same subject, did what they did. The idea of meeting regularly to compare notes, plan common assessments, and share what we did well never occurred to us. Instead, we wasted too much time in the social studies office complaining about a lack of time and playing the blame game.
4. The general pattern of the face is the same for most species, but there are some differences in the eyes. Animals that are preyed upon and whose only defense is to run need an early warning system. For this reason, rabbits and antelope have their eyes on the sides of their heads to give them a full panoramic view of the world, sometimes covering the full 360 degrees. This makes it very difficult for anything to sneak up on them. In predators, such as tigers or wolves, the eyes are placed facing front, like headlights. This gives the opportunity for binocular vision, which sharpens the ability to read the distance of things. Obviously, knowing how far away something is in order to pounce upon it accurately would make an animal a better hunter. Dogs are predators, so their eyes face forward as well.
5. Because we cannot have as much of everything as we would like, we are forced to choose among alternatives. Doing one thing makes us sacrifice the opportunity to do something else we value. This is why economists refer to all costs as opportunity costs. The money you spend on one thing is money that is not available to spend on other things. The opportunity cost of your purchase is the value you place on the items that must now be given up because of the money you just spent on the initial purchase. But just because you don't have to spend money to do something does not mean the action is costless. You don't have to spend money to take a walk and enjoy a beautiful sunset, but there is an opportunity cost to the walk. The time you spend walking could have been used to do something else you value, like visiting a sick friend or reading a book.
6. Knowing where environmental hazards come from will help you avoid them. Some environmental threats to human health occur naturally. Examples include radon, a radioactive gas that is found in the air of some buildings at dangerous levels, and cryptosporidium, a parasite that can contaminate drinking water supplies. Despite these natural hazards, there is little doubt that the majority of environmental threats to our health and well-being are the result of human activities. The 20th century saw an unprecedented explosion in the manufacture, use, and release of chemicals. It is estimated that more than 100,000 chemicals are now produced in commercial volumes. Pollutant release inventories compiled by governments chronicle the release of trillions of kilograms of toxic substances into the air, water, soil, and ecosystems of industrialized nations each year.
7. Most song purists would probably say that the best way to listen to a song is in live performance. They would say that there is no substitute for sitting in a perfectly sized hall watching a seasoned singer and pianist perform their favorite songs. For many years, this would have been true. There is no substitute for the full experience of song in live performance. In today's world, there are many developments that have taken audiences out of performing venues and put them in complete control of their own access to song. Videos of famous professional, amateur, and student singers performing song are readily available on YouTube and other websites. The quality of many of these videos is exceptional, and there are some outstanding historical performances available that have not been available in the past. Digital music downloads allow listeners to pick and choose the songs that they want to buy and have taken away the concept of an album.
Eight. Every person has a story, and I started to listen to the stories that were out there. I learned I could help kids develop in areas which they were passionate about. I got them thinking on their own, figuring out who they are. Now, after 20 years as an educator and administrator, Jimmy Casas has inspired thousands of young people to do more than they ever thought possible. The same personal qualities that made him such a natural salesman have contributed significantly to Casas being such an amazing educator. They have been applied to something that is truly motivating to him. We've found that for some, like Casas, the journey of discovery unfolds through a similar organic process of introspection, mixed with periods of painful trial and error and realization, finally capped by joyful moments of enlightenment. Those are the happy stories.
Nine. Anyone who has experienced seasickness knows that impairment of one's sense of balance is extremely unpleasant. In contrast, anything which increases our feeling of being securely balanced and in control of our movements enhances our sense of well-being. Marching soldiers swing their arms symmetrically as they march, and also march better to music. Music can order our muscular system. I believe that it is also able to order our mental contents. A perpetual system originally designed to inform us of spatial relationships by means of imposing symmetry can be transformed into a means of structuring our inner world. For example, writers who hear their sentences as if read aloud tend to write better prose than those who merely see them. A writer considering how best to express a particular point may finally exclaim, "I see how to put it." It is often equally appropriate to say, "I hear how to put it."